listening to WBCF. My name is Jasmine. That was a bad one. That was a bad one. I can admit that. All right, we're going to try it again. I did this really, really well in class the other day. We were in my class where I have to make stupid videos talking about intros and outros. And I was like, oh, I do a little intro and outro for my radio show. And they're like, oh, do it. I almost didn't. But that read was really good. Hold on, we're going to try it again. Okay. You are listening to WCFM College Park. My name is Ashton. This is Rage from the show. Doing one thing only, and that is rage. All right, that was a little bit better. And today, you may have seen my Instagram story talking about what we're going to talk about today. But I was thinking about mosh slop. You know about slop. That's just kind of a slang term for any sort of bad content now. But I think it is specifically intended to refer to content that's churned out at high volumes and low quality. Now, when I think of mosh slop, I'm trying to articulate a problem that I have with hardcore music in the modern day and also of past eras. I think there's a lot of music that exists for a certain type of consumer that I frankly don't cross over with much. Now, I'm going to use slop, and that's a little bit of a derogatory term, but frankly, I have no true animus against these people, except for when I do. Mosh slop, in my mind, spun off of New York hardcore to try and appeal to the lowest common denominator consumer of hardcore music. Someone who just wants to get rowdy and throw other people around. And you know what? That's fine. You bring to it what you bring to it. Personally, I always feel stupid listening to it, because I'm 5'6" and non-binary and weird, and I feel really stupid going to shows that perform that kind of music, because again, 5'6", non-binary, weird. I prefer my art to tell me a little bit more than just, it's not even self-affirmation often for the listener, it's really just kind of affirmation for the speaker that the listener can choose to project upon. And me, I don't relate much to these speakers, and so all of the self-aggrandizing talk doesn't really fit, I think, with my perspective. It doesn't gel. So I've chosen not to play that style of music. Instead, we are going to listen to some hardcore bands that I think exist as anti-mosh slop. This is the kind of, like, DC and, like, especially Boston and New England and, like, somewhat California sound that came out around the same time that's very, very emotional and very lyrical. I'm doing all of this because I was listening to Dangers. I've been revisiting Dangers recently. It was a band that I really liked last year. And oh my god, their records are so good. Oh my god! It's such a shame that they don't really exist anymore. I mean, they do, but they're real people with jobs and stuff. And so first up, we're going to enjoy some Dangers. But there's a lot of great bands on this list. We've even got a local. We've got the incredible Ruiner, who played, I believe it was WMUC. It might have... No, it was WMUC. I'll go pull up that flyer between songs. From excellent band from Baltimore. I've been listening to their record a lot. So we've really got kind of a just wonderful menagerie of songs that we're going to enjoy. I am going to have to do a lot of censoring. I mean, it is basically impossible to find a Ruiner song without the F word in it. But a lot of these bands really cannot keep the profanity in check. So that might pose something of a risk, but I think we're going to be able to do it without any use of the dump button. If I screw up, of course, you might hear a song jump, you might hear a little bit of a pause. That's just to make sure that the FCC doesn't fine us, because I, frankly, have probably slipped up before. Before we get into any of that, though, I gotta play a PSA, and it is an absolute beautiful day, so we might enjoy, maybe we'll enjoy something about the incredible Farmers Market.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
All right, now with that out of the way, I also should probably say, I'm so sorry if there's a lot of background noise today, but the AC is currently broken here in South Campus Dining Hall, and of course we're up on the third floor, and so it is absolutely boiling, not to mention the fact that it's 90 degrees out. So I've got 3 fans pointed at me right now. We're going to hopefully be able to manage the temperature, but I can guarantee you I'm going to start sweating throughout the show. All right. All of our various preempting out of the way. First song up. I am so excited to listen to this. I love this song so much. This is Stay at Home Mom by Daughters, the opening track on their record, Messy, Isn't It?
We may think they saw the crowd and cast a balance down.
That was Old Money by Cursed off of their record 2, which is just, like, unbelievable. There's something in the Spotify bio about this band. Cursed isn't quite metalcore, dash dash, not in the way that Hatebreed and Every Time I Die are metalcore, dash dash, but their loud rock is harsh, generally fast material does pack a very metallic punch. Hardcore, in a pre-metalcore sense, is their orientation, but Cursed have their share of death metal, alternative metal, and thrash inspirations. That is a really very interesting way to position this band's sound. I think it's not necessarily wrong. Yeah, their music is really, really aggressively, like, wrathful, and they have this very pummeling effect to them. I think they can be that, and you can still just call them hardcore, though. It's just that what we took as hardcore changed, whereas I don't think Cursed or, like, the intentions behind the style of music changed. Before that, you heard Our Apartment Is Always Empty by Blacklisted, which is another band that actually kind of crosses over into mosh slop on occasion. I feel like my Instagram story was somewhat disingenuous. I didn't want to give the impression that I was going to play mosh slop, simply that we were going to discuss mosh slop. And we are. We're having a dialogue. Up next, this is such a good song. This is a song that I will have to censor, though. This is the amazing Suicide File and their song, Song for Tonight. We'll be right back. that was the incredible Sex Positions with their song Sleeping. I have a... It's Earth Fest today. They're having a little festival for Earth Day, and they were giving out lollipops. Like, obviously, you know, those, like, tables where they'll have some kind of information, and they lure you in with candy so that you'll sit and listen to their spiel. Well, I was just walking past, and I grabbed a Dum Dums. This is mystery flavor. Now, what a lot of people don't realize about mystery flavor lollipops is it's not like you're supposed to guess what flavor it is. There's no... The mystery goes deeper than that. When they make Dum Dums lollipops in the factory, they've got these, you know, nozzles that hold all of the, like, candy goo, the flavored candy goo. And when they change flavors, there's usually a batch that has a little bit of one flavor in it and a little bit of another. Like, when they do the changeover, it's not a seamless transition. Or, no, it's not a seamed transition, I guess. It's not just one-to-one. There's, like, a kind of gradient in between. The mystery flavor is the gradient. It's multiple flavors at a time. This one is kind of a light red. You can definitely tell that it's a mixed flavor. Like, it has this sort of marbling to it. This is, you know, I'm a connoisseur. This is like Wagyu beef to me. The flavor profile, I would say there's notes of bubblegum mixed with possibly watermelon. I think that's what I'm going to guess this is probably a combination of. Obviously, years of experience, qualified even beyond my years in candy appraisal. So if you've got any questions, please come to me. Up next, Killing the Dream, Fractures.
Yeah.
That was Truth and Purpose by The Hope Conspiracy, and before that you heard Sons and Daughters by Verse. We're gonna listen to a couple album outro songs on this playlist. I like them. I think they normally bands feel and need to go a little bit harder on the last song on the record, and that's just something that I appreciate. And, you know, I like when the song has kind of like a long, slow outro at the end. Often if they come back with a second part, I'm like, yes. That song, like, that HopeCon song is probably the closest any of this gets to being mosh slop. And even so, it's not truly what I often complain about. It's not, like, two-step breakdown. That song just has a discernible verse and chorus structure, which a lot of these songs don't. That's another thing that I appreciate. I think it's cool that this, like, style of hardcore kind of moved past that, in a sense. Like that Sex Position song, that song has no structure whatsoever. It's just kind of a litany. And I think that's very, very cool. To me, it makes for an interesting listening experience. And I don't want you guys to think, I know I've already said this, but I don't want people to think that I hate, you know, masculine, mosh-centric music. I just, for reasons I've iterated beforehand, I don't relate to it, and I find the community that supports it often to be pretty resistant towards people like me. Like, I remember, this is, like, so stupid. This is going to be kind of a long digression, but I had basically a mental breakdown after the Floor Punch book talk at Joint Custody Records. Remember, I said I would write an article about that, and then I didn't? That's because, first of all, they were an hour late, which you are already doing my patience in. And then so much of the conversation, so much of what they had to say was not about the artistry behind the music, which is what I was there for. It was about fights. Every show, there were a million fights, and that's great, and that's cool for you guys, but I remember feeling so isolated in that room. Just the idea that this was aspirational to people, that people were sitting in the room laughing, remembering fond memories of knife fights, of neo-Nazis being at their shows. Like, okay, so what? Yeah, you got to show them up and beat them up. I don't want to be in a space where people are like that are around me, period. You recognize that those people want to abuse and slaughter me, right? Like, it just felt very, very isolating. And so naturally, I did what anybody would do, which was call my boyfriend and just rant my feelings out until I felt okay. But I think that that is another one of the problems, is I think this masculine posturing that a lot of those kind of bands engaged with led to an environment where one's presentation mattered over what one actually had to say, where music was more, an excuse, a prerequisite for, and an excuse to be violent unto one another. And this is not me saying that you can't make violent music. The reason that I love power violence and grind so much is they do that. They deliver this kind of very, like, physical brutality, but in a way that is almost entirely disembodied. You learn nothing about the speaker. They have other things to say, ostensibly. The tough guy stuff and to an extent a lot of the straight edge stuff is basically exclusively about the speaker. And in that sense, I find it to be unwelcoming. I don't want to be that person that just says, man, I don't feel represented. This isn't a mirror unto my current material conditions, and as such, I won't co-sign it because I'm so obsessed with myself that I can only respect art that speaks directly on my personal experience. No. No. Art doesn't need to be about me for it to be good, but it can't be about hating me and wanting to beat me up. And so, yeah, that's, to me, that is what mosh slop is. Sorry for the tirade. Up next, There's No One Good Enough to Be Alone by Last Lights. This is a good song. This is a great song.
Full of empty.
I said that I would mess up censoring some of these songs, and I said that it would probably be Ruiner, and it was Ruiner. That was Kiss That MF'er Goodnight by Ruiner. And I took a look at the flyer that I have of the show that they played here. I guarantee you they probably played more, and I don't have them, because I only have one, and it's undated, but I think from 07? I don't actually know. This is really cute. It's Christmas themed. It says, December 26th, all the Who's down in College Park will be moshing from 3 p.m. until dark. Isn't that adorable? I think that's just lovely. And it was Ruiner, Say Goodbye, Rampage Attitude, Earthquake, Draw Blood, and Breathe In, Breathe Out at WMUC, but the graphic says WMCU? I think they got it wrong. So that's silly. Up next. Oh. Okay. I know I said I'm going to talk so much on this show. I have to preempt this song by saying I don't like Modern Life as War that much. Like, they are, like, the poster child of this kind of sound. Them and An American Nightmare do this the most. Like, this, like, very lyrical, very, very emotional style of hardcore that's, like, kind of anti-mosh. But in basically any situation where I could listen to Modern Life as War, I would rather listen to, like, Ruiner or Dangerous. I would really rather listen to Dangerous. They just, I don't know, they don't connect for some reason. And I feel bad because everyone loves them. And I'm, like, I kind of miss my ride on them. But, like, yeah, that's not really for me. You know what? I've got enough songs in this playlist. We're going to skip it. We're going to skip the Modern Life is War song. It was going to be By the Sea. We're going to listen to The Furthest Place from Here by Sinking Ships.
You're forgetting what you loved. together, can't you?
Okay, I'm starting to get pissed off. I'm so sorry about that, but the past two songs both have had errors in their transcription, where I'm following along with the lyrics as I'm listening, trying to catch cuss words so that I can censor them in time, and it's not transcribed. There will be a cuss word, and it won't be transcribed, and so then I have to freak out, push the dump button, erase the last 8 seconds, and then figure out how to, like, pick it back up seamlessly, and I never do it right, and so there's always a delay, or you guys get a couple seconds of silence, alternatively, the song just jumps forward for no reason. Okay, I'm not even gonna play the rest of that. It doesn't matter. I'm probably gonna play my last song and then leave. That was an attempt. That was the first minute or so of the song Before You Fall Asleep by Killing the Dream, which is a song I love and reminds me of Drew and is, you know, about committing to a relationship and is very lovely. But the guy that transcribes all these songs on Genius, because it's one dude. It's just one guy who's doing all of these, and he also doesn't add any paragraph breaks between the lines, and so it's one long paragraph, which is very annoying. He just omits the cuss words, which is not particularly useful. Actually, no, we have enough time to play two more songs. I'm going to play the last two songs in this playlist, and then we're going to get out of here. I'm so sorry for the lack of professionalism today. I vetted every song on this playlist, but I can't remember the words of all of them, nor the timestamps at which the cussing is. I guess that's what I have to do, is write down a list. Otherwise, yeah, this show's going off air. We're going to be hit with some massive fine. Yeah, we're going to play the next song, and then I'll do my outro, and then I'll put the last song on the PC so that it can play while I leave. So up next, Jailbreak by Another Breath. Get on with our lives. Lies that we don't want. All right, now I got to skip out if I'm going to make it to art history lecture on time. And also, I might go back to the Earthfest thing, and apparently they're giving out free clothes. I want some free clothes. It's not like I need them, but frankly, you know, it's going to be summertime. My wardrobe could use a refresh. Last song, we got it loaded up. So, as always, I've been Ash, this is Rage Room, and we're too late to save the world, but we can still get revenge. I hope you all have a lovely day. This song is... Oh my god, he's not even listening. This song is for my stupid boyfriend, Andrew James Collier, who's not listening. I think he fell back asleep. But he likes this song. You know what? It fits that we're playing it last. This is Farewell by American Nightmare.
Whatever the fortunate one. And when the days are done, I won't forget.